as ointment.
Desire to see you today.
Would you open our eyes, Lord, that we might see? Open our ears that we might hear? Our hearts that we might receive? Lord, that you would accomplish your purpose this morning in our lives. Lord, we yield and surrender. Consume us, Lord. We thank you for your presence, that you are in our midst. Lord, we remember our churches at home. We ask, Lord, that you would minister today and that your presence would be sweet and your power would be evident, O God, that there would be no lack, no missing, no stalling, Lord. Many here that are involved in their ministries at home, Lord, that you would just fill in those gaps. Yes, Lord, that you would move and that there would be a real reception, Lord, that your people would not look around, but they would look up. And so, Lord, we ask that you would bring your blessing to those that are dear and upon our minds this morning. Minister, we pray. For your name's sake, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Many of you already have this booklet. This is typically for the staff. I think we call it the staff booklet, staff devotional. But it's available for everybody this year. So if you're a guest, you can stop by the office and pick one of these up. I don't know if we have any here, but you can go to the office and pick them up. And for every day, there's reading and scripture, and we encourage you to follow along with that. We won't, we probably won't refer to this every day, but we will this morning. From Psalm 147, we have a reading. And as I understand it, these are all of these quotations in here from Brother Hans? Okay. So they're not all referenced after each one, but they all are from Brother Hans. This is the 50th year since he passed away. And so we're taking some of his teaching and devotions and remembering his impact and influence in our fellowship and on many of our lives. He says, praise is a definite act of God in the midst of his people. If you don't praise the Lord, you are going to fail. Praising the Lord is the highest form of service. It puts Jesus on the throne. And the reading is Psalm 147, and we'll read that this morning. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting this morning. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down his crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules. Praise the Lord. Throughout Scripture, we have that admonition, command to praise him. And so we want to do that with our whole hearts. And so we'll do that in song, of course, and in worship. But we ask if you have a praise on your lips that you would share it this morning. So feel free before too long to offer your praise. Stand with me and let's sing hymn number 35. I'm sorry, in the red book, hymn number 35. us, O for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. The glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. That's hymn number 32. You can be seated as we sing that. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We'll sing that first verse again. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. The glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me. To receive an offering this morning. Each Sunday through the summer, we receive an offering for our children's fund here at camp. This goes to help children that are not able otherwise to come, to provide a way for them. And so if you'd like to give this morning, please, if you're writing a check to Pilgrim Camp, is good. And if you're not prepared now, you could drop it at the office anytime while you're here, and it will go toward that as you designate it. So I'll ask ushers to be ready to give, to receive, and we'll sing the first verse of number 44, Blessed Assurance. We have prayer this afternoon for anyone who is interested, 4 o'clock here in the prayer room. And then this evening service is at 7:30. We have a communion service tonight at 7:30. Would you stand and we'll sing that first verse and receive this offering. Seated, I'm going to ask you to do this. We're gonna put up a board right here, so we need to clear this seat. And if you're on that side, you may want to find a seat over here so you can see a little bit better. Okay, so now you can be seated when you find that. If you need an outline book, we have them available for you.